for contacting customer support. My name is Laquana, and I am the supervisor. May I please have the first and last name?
Justin Joseph.
You said Justin Joseph. I do thank you for that. Okay. And for security purposes, can you verify your shipping address for me?
5677 Northwest Columbia Drive.
Okay, I do thank you for that. And I've located an account for the Ultra NO2 as well as the Testo. Now, on our end, we did receive information from our corporate office. And within our corporate office, it says the check was issued on January 18th, and it was cashed on January 27th. So there will be no additional checks that would be mailed to you.
There was supposed to be another check for $398.
No, sir. You only receive a check for $99.94 and $95.94.
There's supposed to be a refund for October, November, and December.
No, sir. The corporate office only issued you a check for that, the most recent, because
they already agreed with me that I was going to get a refund for October, November, and December. What happened there?
Okay, allow me one moment.
I already hashed this out with them twice.
Yes, I understand that, sir. And when we sent it... allow me one moment. Let me look over the notes.
They told me the second check was going to get here by the first week of March, and it never came.
Yes, sir. I understand that. What happened was when we sent that information over to our corporate office for our corporate office to process the check, our corporate office deemed that the charges that was on your account was valid because you were charged monthly and you didn't contact us to cancel out the account or to send the product back. So as a result, you were charged monthly. And also that the terms and conditions was agreed to prior to us charging your card. So when we sent the request for the check to our corporate office only issued a check for the $99.94 and the $95.94 because they deemed that the prior charges were valid.
Well, let me talk to them, because I already hashed this out, and they said I was going to get a refund for all of them.
Yes, sir. I do apologize. There's nothing further that we can do. You can send an email to them, but as of now, there's no further checks that would be issued to your account. Your account was closed.
Well, let me talk to somebody above you.
Sir, that's why you were transferred over to me. I'm the one that assists with this, and I'm the one that speaks with our corporate office in reference to checks being issued to customers. And they have your account noted that there will be no checks issued, no further checks issued to your account because the charges are valid.
I don't what did they say now? They agreed to refund me for October.
No,
November,
the corporate office did not agree to that. You spoke with the representative.
Yes, they agreed to it.
The representative that you spoke with stated that they will go ahead and process that refund, the representative that you spoke with. When that information, because we don't issue the checks, our corporate office issues the check, and it's ultimately up to their discretion how much of that will be refunded back to the customer once the customer agrees to the terms and conditions. So we submitted for the refund to be processed, and they declined that and stated that you did not contact us within the allotted time and you did not cancel out your account within the allotted time. So therefore, the charges are valid, and they sent you that check.
Because I didn't realize your company was fucking me over that bad until I looked at my account in December and realized, oh, fuck, they were fucking me over for October and November, too. That's sneaky and underhanded what your company does.
Okay, yes, sir. I do apologize.
You're the boss. Why don't you go talk to them again and ask them for a refund for me for October and November?
I understand that, but our corporate office told us that they're not issuing any further checks. So there's nothing that I nor anyone can do. You can send them an email.
Let me talk.
You can send them an email, sir.
So what's the email then?
It's going to be...
Right.
It's going to be support@limitless-nutrition-usa.com.
Wait, support@limitless? Is it support@limitless? I'm asking you a question.
Yes, sir. It's support@limitless-nutrition-usa.com.
Which button is the hyphen button?
Like the minus sign.
Like the squiggly minus sign or the flat minus sign?
It's not the underscore, sir. It's just the minus sign.
Okay, limitless. Then what?
The minus sign. Nutrition. The minus sign. USA.com.
Nutrition at what?
Minus sign.
All right.
USA.com.
Okay, what should I tell them?
You can speak with them in reference to that. You can voice whatever concerns that you have and speak with them.
Like tell them my full name and
yes, sir.
And
you just will what you're telling me, you'll tell them. And they'll respond back to you in reference to your account and let you know why they're not processing any additional refunds to your account. Okay, is there anything else I can assist you with before we disconnect?
Isn't there anybody else you can put me on the phone with that I can talk to that can resolve it?
No one is going to issue you a check, sir. That is why I provided you with the corporate email so you can speak with them via email.
Okay.
Because there's no one that's going to issue you any additional refunds.
How come they don't have
your
phone?
Account, because they're only available via email. So your account, they close your account, and there's no one here that would be able to issue you any refunds. You have to speak if you're requesting anything further. You can speak with our corporate office, but our corporate office has already closed your account to where there's no additional refunds that will be processed to you.
All right. Well, I guess if this doesn't work out, I'll be speaking to the Better Business Bureau and the FCC to report you guys.
Yes, sir. I do thank you for contacting customer support, and you have a wonderful night.
Okay.